Praise the Lord Jesus. This Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you for this day. And we're grateful for this great and awesome story we're going to be able to tell the next few days. We ask you to bless everybody's heart with it. Lord, and if anybody wants this story, all they need to do is contact us via our website or by telephone, and we'll be happy to send them the entire story. Father, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Isn't that a sad state of affairs? That we got a God that's given us all power, and we won't spend enough time with the King to be able to walk holy. We won't tell our kids that when you go out, make sure you go with a man. If you girls, if you're going to find you a mate, find him in church. Find a Holy Ghost-filled young man. Don't go out there and find some kid in the bar. Don't go out there in them drug parties and try to find you a husband. You know, or some young boy. Don't find you a mate in the church. Find you a girl that's on fire for Jesus. Find you one that'll keep herself pure and clean. Don't go down there to one of them crazy places where these girls are doing all kinds of wicked things and dancing before all the boys and showing their body and all that other stuff. You don't want a woman like that for your wife. But guess what? Just like a man the other night that comes to church. His young son's out running around, and his wife said, "Honey, he should not do them things." He said, "Oh, he's just a boy. All boys do those things." I said, "I'm going to tell you what, you know, if I wasn't a man of God filled with the Holy Ghost, I'd take a 2x4 and beat you down to the ground." I said, "Boys, don't do that unless Daddy says it's okay." I said, "If you live like you're supposed to and you're walking holy before God, that boy wouldn't do those things." In fact, I'm going to tell you something that I have learned in my studies and my observance of the kingdom of God. You can take a man and a woman, and let's say they're not the believers, and they get saved, or they don't get saved, and they say the first 5 years of their life they produce 2 children. I don't care if they're boys or girls, it don't make no difference, or both. And then after 5 years, somebody, neighbor or something, goes over and talks to them, gets them to come to church, and they come in and start hearing about Jesus, and they get saved. And they go to a good church that'll teach you who you are and what you should do. They really inherit eternal life, and they learn what it requires. And then they produce 2 more children the next 5 years. I'm going to tell you, I can show you exactly the difference. Those first 2 kids will go out and sow their wild oats. It'll be very difficult to get them saved. They won't want to hear God. But those 2 that came into the kingdom with a mother and a father after they had received eternal life, the chances are nearly nil that those kids will go out and sow their wild oats. They won't do it. They'll be good kids. They'll be quicker to learn than the others. It's just a fact. There is something that takes place inside of the human being when the human spirit is recreated that is absolutely unique that we have never locked on to. That's why we, as sons and daughters of the King, should lead our children to Christ. We should strive to our kids to become born again by the time they're 5 or 6 years old. If you're not born again by the time you're 5 or 6 years old, at least by the time you're 8 or 9 years old, if you're living in a Christian home, I'm going to tell you, Mom and Daddy is not reading the Word of God and not living as an example of Christ before those kids. Every child, if they're in your home and you're the example. In fact, I'm going to tell you that the very first time the Lord ever spoke to me as a Southern Baptist deacon was 26 years ago, actually 25 years ago. I was sitting there in my study one night, and I was preparing to teach a Sunday school lesson in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I came to verse 4. Deuteronomy 6, 4, the Word of God says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." And when I read that line, before I could read the next line, for the first time in my life, I heard this voice speak to me as clear as if it was standing right beside me. He said, "Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses." I heard that as clear as I heard it right then. I literally turned to see who walked into the room. There was nobody there. I said, "Lord, you said, 'Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses.'" And what Moses was telling the children of Israel there what they needed to do if they wanted their kids to walk with God. He was saying, you're to teach them the Word of God. You're to be an example before them. You're to put a sign on the back of your hand that you, every time you look at it, says, teach my kids about God. You're to put a sign on your gatepost when you walk in and say, today, teach your kids about God. Be an example of me to your children if you want your kids to walk with God. That's what that scripture is saying in the next those few verses. At that time, I didn't have an altar in my home. I didn't teach my kids the Word of God in home. I mean, I was like all other Baptists that I knew. I went to church on Sunday. Every Sunday. And I was teaching a Bible study class. But did I read the Bible to my kids? No. We did that at church on Sunday morning. I've come to realize that's not what God requires. So I started right there that night. I was obedient to that command. And I started teaching my children the Word of God. I started reading to them and praying over them. My daughter was just that long. She was born in May. And this was in June when this happened. She was just 1 month old. But I'd pull her little bassinet up there and I'd start reading. I'd read just a few minutes to her and to Tim, which was two. And then I would pray over them. And after we would do that, then it wasn't long till my wife would come in. And for the next 10 years, we read the Word of God in its entirety through to those kids 3 times. And prayed over them every day. Well, my son, when he was 4.5 years old, I still remember we were leaving church one Wednesday night, and I rounded the corner up there on Main Street, turned down where the old McDonald's used to be and started out on Interstate 35. He's standing up in the seat beside me. That's the days before you had to have them strapped in and all this stuff. He said, Dad, I believe if I died tonight, I'd go to hell to be with the devil. 4.5 years old. I said, Son, I'm not too sure you're old enough to know what you're talking about yet, but I said, let's get home. We'll talk about it. So we went in the bedroom, we sat down on the bed, and an hour and a half later, what came out of that little 4.5-year-old boy's mouth blew me away. We knelt down beside that bed. He asked the Lord to come into his heart, be his Lord and Savior at 4.5 years of age. At 6.5 years old, my daughter did that. And I'm so glad that they done that at a young age. Because some of you have heard the story of what happened to me on October the 13th. And I might just tell you a little bit about this magnificent story about how faith works. But on October the 13th, on a Saturday morning, my wife and daughter, 24 years old now she was, and my wife 41.5 years, they got up with our 3-year-old grandbaby and a 6-year-old little girl like a grandbaby, and we were going down to Brownwood to a birthday party to some of our relatives. I hugged them all, kissed them, told them I'd see them Sunday afternoon. Little did I realize, in 2.5 hours, my wife and daughter would be in eternity. They were both killed in a head-on truck car accident 4 miles outside of Stephenville, Texas, that Saturday morning. My grandbaby and the other little girl, when I was teaching a healing school in Hearst that day, and it was 1 o'clock before they found me. You never know exactly what you're going to do until you have prepared yourself for anything, which is what I have done. I believe this book. I know that I'm only temporary here on this earth. I know the Lord is training me, and He's training His church. So that afternoon at 1 o'clock, as we had just started the healing school, just about this time, 12:47, but it was 1 exactly, a police officer walked in the back door, and I thought, I wonder what he wants. You know, he's dressed in uniform. So I went back there, and I said, can I help you, sir? And he said, are you Thurman Scrivener? And I said, yes, sir. He said, do you have a wife named Betty? I said, yes, sir. He said, do you have a daughter named Amanda? I said, yes, sir. He said, there's been an accident. I said, are they injured? He said, they're both deceased. I said, how about the babies? He said, both of them are in Cook's Medical Center in very critical condition. I thanked him, walked up to the front, told the people, I said, I want us to stop right now and I want us to have a worship and praise service. I want to praise the King for my wife and daughter. And I know they're in heaven right now. And we praised Him and worshiped Him for probably 10 or 15 minutes. And then I told him, I said, now then, I'm going to stand on two promises for my baby and Kelly. I said, I'm going to read John 15:7 and John 16:23 and 24. I said, now John 15:7 has a requirement. John 15:7, the Word of God declares, if you remain in me and I remain in you, then you can ask me whatever you want and I will do it for you. I said, in John 16:23 and 24, the Word of God made me a promise. Jesus talking. He said, before now you've asked me nothing. But from this day forth, you can ask the Father anything you want in my name, and He will do it for you so that your joy may be full. With two little girls that are critical, I've been told that they're not going to live with those two promises. What do you think I can do with those two promises? Miracles, that's right. All I got to do is believe God with no doubt in my heart. So after we worshiped and praised the Lord, and I asked Him for the lives of these two little girls, and not just to be vegetables, but to be normal, to be, and that He be glorified in all of this. And I said, Lord, I'm going to thank You. I'm making demand on my payment, which is owed. I said, it's mine. It's in the Word. Everybody said, but Thurman, I said, I don't want to hear no unbelief. No unbelief. I said, you're going to see the glory of God. So I left and went home. We picked up all my equipment, books and everything, and tapes. And I went home, picked up my son, and we drove back down to Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth, and I walked in. This precious little social worker, she would come up to me and she said, sir, I need to tell you what you're going to see when you go in that room. I said, honey, I know what I'm going to see when I walk in that room. She said, no, you really don't. I said, yes, honey, I'm an engineer. I said, I know when two pieces of steel running 70 miles an hour hit each other head on. One of them's a truck, one of them's a car. I know exactly what my wife and my daughter look like, and I got an idea of what my babies look like. I said, but no problem. The Lord has it under control. So I walked in there. She walked in with me. She didn't know what I was going to do. I walked in and I had my Bible in my hand. I put my hand on it, and I looked at my little granddaby laying there and Kelly. Of course, both of them was not just critical. Kelly was critical. Her head was busted open. Her both pelvics was broken. Her seatbelt helped. But a piece of steel cut my grandbaby's carry-all deal, and when it cut it and turned it loose, she went forward at that impact, and her head hit the seat in front of her, and her skull was crushed in 5 places.
Now, we'll start right there tomorrow with a continuation of this story. But if you'd like to have this entire story, which we will continue on with this week, we'll be happy to send it to you. All you need to do is contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And we'll be happy to send you the Caitlin story in its entirety on audio, video, or whatever. Or if you would call us at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to mail it to you. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to mail it to you. And also, we have many other teachings on the web. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid if you'll just contact us. Praise the Lord Jesus. And remember, Jesus is Lord.